Welcome back. Tonight, we're with the Avery Glenn Crabtree Band, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Oh, man, it done her wrong. Uh-huh. Yeah, now she's a heartache, breathe a heartbeat. Boys, just leave her alone. Oh. Not an ocean, ain't a sea, ain't enough mountains, girl, that I would climb on my knees. There's not enough hours in the year, ain't enough songs, girl, for me to show you how I feel. But if blind love can't see, what you feel for him. You never felt for me. My love can't see the way you look at him. You never looked that way at me. What can I tell you? What you haven't already heard? You're my angel, or the queen of my world. And what I know now is what I should have told you then. Oh, but now I've got to start all over again. But yeah, my love can see what you feel for him. You never felt for me. Blind love can't see the way you look at him. You never look that way at me. For him, why won't you feel that way for me? A blind love can't see the way you look for him. You never looked that good with me.
Over 40 now, I kind of hit my midlife musical crisis, sort of thinking.
Really?
I don't. I'm nowhere. I don't have a genre. I got to have something that I do that I'm going to be known for. You know. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to do country. But nowadays, with artists like Chris Stapleton, Dollar Childers, people like that, you know, that's out doing the deal.
Sturgill.
They got their thing. You know, and though, you know, Stapleton can do anything. I mean, you sing with Justin Timberlake on some award show, you can do anything.
Yeah.
So, but he's still country. He still has that core.
Well, he's redefined it, you know.
Redefined it, right. And, you know, I love blues and Motown. And
then you look at Sturgill, right? Doing
Sturgill,
all the Motown, incorporating
right.
all the Motown into
right.
what he's doing. He's making
right.
it happen.
You know, and that really hit me. I was like, you know what? I got to have a niche. I got to have my thing. I can't, you know, and it's hard to book gigs if, you know, well, that guy's Motown. No, he's just country.
Right? Yeah.
You know, and so if I got that and go with it and take this sound that I have and make it better instead of trying to capitalize on the Motown sound or the soul sound or the rock sound, take that country and make it my own. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when you were talking about country musicians earlier that you like, you mentioned Montgomery Gentry.
Oh, yeah.
Right, his band. And so I have this thing about what I would call mainstream country. What do you like about their thing?
Sort Eddie Montgomery, great guy. And his voice, you get that deep, raw feel. When we call it, that's what I call a feel. You know, it's not really it's nothing learned. You don't learn that stuff. It just comes out that way. It resonates. You know, everybody here has something that's going to resonate with them.
Sounds like what you really like in that artist is the passion that comes through, and which is what we see in
and
you.
And he sings like he talks.
Yeah. And so, you know, that passion is really alive with you. What resources do you channel to bring that passion out?
I'll tell you what. My father, Chester Crabtree, I would be learning songs and playing songs and stuff, and he would say, Avery, he'd say, when you listen to this, when you hear Haggard sing a song or whatever, he said, he sounds like he's lived through that. He said, when you sing a sad song, you got to be an actor to be a singer. You know, you got to act. When I'm singing a sad song, I'm sad. My heart's ripped open. Sometimes I'll get teary-eyed because I take myself to that point. If I'm singing a sad song and you get a chill and you get a tear in your eye, job done. Uh-huh. That's it, you know.
As I recall on the day we met, those beautiful green eyes I can never forget. Dark hair blowing in the breeze. If you wanna know, it brought me to my knees. You smiled at me. I cannot believe that there stands in. Laughing at me. You turn your head and walk away. I know I'll never forget that day when you looked at me and I've done some things only a fool would do. I don't know why you still love this fool. We spoke in hard words when we couldn't agree. My pride and anger left when you looked at me. And you smile at me. I cannot believe that there stands an angel crying over me. You turn your head. I know I'll never forget the way you look at me and smile. I never thought I would ever be complete. Till the here stands an angel married to me. You turn and throw your bouquet away. I know I'll never forget this day when you look at me.
Started off as a cover band, essentially, right? What is the art of playing the cover for creative musicians out there with excellent players and creative artists playing with them? What's the trick for playing covers in a way where you can kind of make the cover your own?
That is the key. Yeah, so take a cover and totally make it your own.
I've been loving you too long. I don't want to stop now. Yeah, yeah. You would turn. Your love goes cold. My love is growing stronger as a fair grows old. I've been loving you. A little too long. I don't want to stop it now. Yeah, yeah. With you in my life, it has been so wonderful. I don't want to stop now. Yeah. You would turn. You want to be it, yeah. My love is growing stronger as you become a habit to me. I've been loving you. Was a little too long. I don't want to stop now. Yeah, yeah. So wonderful. I don't want to stop now. Yeah, no. You would turn. You want to be me. My love is growing stronger as you become a habit to me. I've been loving you. It's a little too long. I don't wanna stop now. Oh, oh. Well, I've been loving you.
would like to thank Avery, Don, Scotty, and Carson, the Avery Glenn Crabtree Band, for being with us this evening. We also thank our volunteers for their help with our production each week. We give a very special thanks to Becky Alfrey for her work with our social media and to Nick Lazaroff for our photography. Thank you all for listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of Stations. Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, Public Radio for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.fm. It's your chance to hear more great live Kentucky music from Red Barn Radio and WEKU.
We also thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition and artists of this Kentucky region and share this treasure with the world. Red Barn Radio comes to you live from our home, the Arts Place Performance Hall in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available at eventbrite.com, Lexington.
Let's give it up for the Avery Glenn Crabtree Band.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Avery, Don, Scotty, and Carson, the Avery Glenn Crabtree Band, for being with us tonight. Red Barn Radio's official radio partner is WEKU, public radio for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.fm. Thanks also to Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta with live music every weekend on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky. Broussard's is on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert with people to embrace opportunities, listen locally, and engage in shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. More on Facebook, Instagram, and listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment. Online at AccuPrint.us. Support for Red Barn Radio also comes from LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. And Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Associate producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. The music for this episode was mixed by Adam Schettinger. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. WookoutAmerica.com. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. Performance times and dates are at RedBarnRadio.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.